You have a new show on HBO, which is based on these podcast conversations between you and your partner, by which I mean co-writer, not lover, I assume, Stephen Merchant.
He's a very nice chap, but that's where it ends.
And the two of you pick the brain of your recording engineer, a guy named Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington, yeah. We discovered this oddity, this man that's not like other men. I mean, first of all, I love him. He's just, you know, not only one of my best friends, but he is the funniest man I've ever met.
Carl.
And so there's an absolute affection for him. But like, you know, like friends, you rib each other and you goad each other. And I am aware that people are listening to it. So, you know, I do know eventually he will say the wrong thing.
Let's listen to a clip. This is from the new show on HBO. And this is Carl going off on a sort of philosophical tangent.
No, you know, like the way that, you know, we have kids and stuff. If it'd be good if what happened was to control it is if man and woman, right, they sort of, they're born and that, they enjoy their life, they learn a lot, they live to be about 78, I think, by that point.
So specific.
Yeah, 78, no, yeah. But by 78, I reckon you've sort of got to that point where you go, do you know what, I've done everything I'm going to do. But then just as you die, you have a little baby inside you. And as you die, your life carries on.
Sorry.
How is this happening?
Sorry, are you mental?
No, but don't you think...
I mean, what? I've never heard such drivel.
You're saying that, but if Newton said it, you'd go, interesting. That's what annoys me.
That was a clip from the Ricky Gervais show on HBO. What people don't know by listening is that the show is animated. They've taken these tapes. And
they've taken the well, we met Carl on a radio station, myself and Stephen used to do, and I think one day I just said, Carl, what do you think of that? And of course it was a bottomless well of drivel. And we started doing these podcasts, putting them on the internet, and the fans started doing animations. And then we got together with HBO, and it lends itself so perfectly to it because he has these strange sort of flights of fancy. And people say, what's your secret? It's Carl Pilkington. No one's got a Carl Pilkington like me. And I just can't get enough of him. I call him every day. He's like a backdrop, you know, to my existence. I remember, I think one of the 10th time I tried to explain evolution to him, he went, yeah. He said, I've got the gist of it. I went, go on. He went, oh, I know it went germ, fish, mermaid, man. Mermaid. That was part of our human evolution. He went, roughly. I went, yeah, roughly. Germ. Oh, he's amazing. And he's not trying to be funny. That's what's so funny about
Carl. He's so earnest.
He's so earnest. And of course, myself and Stephen play these two sort of, you know, media types who are goading this little strange idiot savant type character. But he gets the upper hand because he's bulletproof and he's totally content. He's like a healing spa for people. He gets under your skin, and eventually you go, he's got a point.
There's a slight Forrest Gump aspect to him, no?
There is, yeah. There's a sweetness about him as well. There's a childlike quality.
Yes.
And that's why he can say these horrendous things, because people know they're not malicious. For example, he thought Anne Frank was just avoiding paying rent, and we had to explain that she was hiding from the Nazis. It was
things like that that make you think, no, this is an invention. This is a written joke.
No, it's not. No. And he was saying things like, well, why did she hide there? Because surely that's the first place they're going to look. And we were going, well, no, they weren't looking for her specifically. And she said, well, what did she write about, though? Because she was stuck in an attic. I was going, well, yeah, she wrote a diary about her thoughts. And that's what made Carl decide that he should write a diary, because he's out and about, so his would be better than Anne Frank's. But this is all without malice.
Which is interesting. I mean, in a way, he is your benign reality show creation.
It's a cross between Eliza Doolittle and Truman.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes me and Steve, we feel like we're Anthony Hopkins in The Elephant Man, just taking round John Merrick to these teams of surgeons. Well, that's Carl's favourite film, by the way, The Elephant Man. And we were watching it. And you know the bit where Anthony Hopkins takes John Merrick to the big forum of surgeons.
Put the
curtain aside. He strips him off behind a screen. He goes, see the deformation of the skull and the spine and the limbs there.
Right upper limb, which is totally useless. The alarming curvature of the spine.
The only thing the normal are untouched are the genitals.
The patient's genitals remain entirely intact and unaffected. Thank you.
And Carl went, think of that. The one thing you would want like an elephant, and he gets the head.